take the gold vreneli, or I can translate the traditional gold coin and the chocolate coins. Both products that every child here grows up with and which are considered typically Swiss. But neither would exist without gold and cocoa, which we import on a large scale from Ghana. It is quite simple. We need the raw materials, and you have the raw materials.
As I have stated on occasion, Ghana no longer wants to be dependent on the production and export of raw materials, including cocoa beans. We intend to process more and more of our cocoa in our country with the aim of producing more chocolate ourselves, because we believe that there can be no future prosperity for the Ghanaian people in the short, medium or long term if we continue to maintain economic structures that are dependent on the production and export of raw materials.
Hello world, welcome to the Black Swiss Tonight Africa Rising podcast, and today we bring you a typical episode or monologue where we talk about an Africa that is on the rise. Some African countries and their leaders have found new ways to deal with Western powers and Western hegemony in a safer way that we think we have to bring it into the limelight for other African countries and their leaders to emulate in order for Africa to be independent and to move away from the new colonial state and mind, so that we will be independent and our citizens will be free wherever they happen to find themselves. And today, we are not talking about any other country but Ghana, Ghana, Ghana. Now, Ghana's president, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has found a new way to deal with Western powers, and that is why he has been in the news lately. For more on this, we'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners. So, now speaking about Ghana's president, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, he went to Bern in Switzerland just last year in a historic trip, since no leader from Ghana had actually visited Switzerland in 60 years. And on this trip, Ghana's president disclosed that Ghana will no longer export cocoa, that's the raw material for making chocolate, to Switzerland anymore. Wow. Imagine speaking to Swiss president in her own country and telling them, we are no more giving you anything for your chocolate. And you know, Swiss are there. I mean, one of the world's leaders in terms of chocolate consumption. In fact, according to statistics, each Swiss consume about 8 kilograms of chocolate each year. That's a lot. So Ghana's president telling Swiss president that, well, we are no more going to give you cocoa for your chocolate anymore, is like literally poking you in your own home, or what I put it as, literally telling you to suck it up in your face. The president of Ghana says it's a move to allow Ghana to process their own cocoa into chocolate. You know, about 57% of Swiss cocoa, or the raw materials for making chocolate, come from Ghana. So that's a lot, and I think it's going to be a very huge blow. Switzerland actually import about 108 million worth of cocoa, that's the raw materials of making chocolate, and export about 700 million worth of chocolate. Wow. That's huge profit in here. You see, that's profiteering from the sweat of the African cocoa farmers. And I think Ghana's president has found actually a new way to actually curb this serious profiteering from the sweat of the poor Ghana cocoa, farmers. So, even though this conversation took place last year, as to why it has resurfaced this year again, well, remember in our previous segment, we told you about the new WTO boss, right, Dr. Ngozi. Well, she has started kicking the butt of the big goons. She proposed that vaccines be produced in African countries to cut down the cost and facilitate distribution. But you see, these pharmaceutical companies, or what I have actually come up with the term, the big goons, wouldn't fall for that. well, some of them cited intellectual property rights and claims and all that. So you see, the African leaders in response have said that, well, they are going to mind their business. If they don't have vaccines, they are just going to make sure the COVID protocols are in, but they are going to advise themselves. And so I think one of the ways of advising themselves is this cocoa deal, and not just cocoa but the raw materials deals, and I hope it even gets down to minerals. Just last year, you see, two leading exporters of cocoa, Ivory Coast and Ghana, threatened to stop cocoa export to America over some $400 bonuses for local cocoa farmers. This money, also known as living income differentials, or what they term as LID, is a bonus that is supposed to be paid by importing countries to farmers of the exporting country. That's about $400 per ton. If you care to know, the aftermath of that banter between Ghana, Ivory Coast and America, well, the Africans actually won, because America had to succumb to actually agree to pay it, else they were not getting any cocoa for their chocolate. So they had to succumb. And I think it's a new way or a new direction in terms of how these African leaders actually need to deal with the big guns. It turns out that we have their power, and we have just always downplayed it. Because come to think of it, if Ivory Coast and Ghana weren't going to give the US cocoa for chocolate, where were they going to get it from? Maybe Russia. Now come to think of it, cocoa from Russia, for brown it would be, but the cocoa would surely be late. Okay, so for more on this, and still speaking about Ghana and the president of Ghana, I said it seems the country Ghana actually and their leadership have found a new way to hit Europe in the nuts recently, and they seem not to take off their feet anytime soon. Recently, the UK Aviation and the Heathrow Airport Authority submitted a proposal that flights from Accra, Kotoka International Airport will be landing in Gatwick instead of Heathrow Airport in London. Well, in the past, you see, African leaders would just pat about it and be like, oh, come on, help us. Our people want to be at Heathrow, not Gatwick, and then it will just die out, and the Western powers will have their way. Well, Ghana didn't budge for this. When the proposal was submitted, I think the foreign minister of Ghana, Shirley Ayoko Beltre, actually got in touch with the UK Aviation, told them, well, it's better you rescind your decision, else your flight will be landing in Kumasi. Now, come to think of it, Kumasi is about 200 miles away from Accra, the capital, right? But we know that Gatwick is about just 45 miles away from Heathrow. So now, even the distance, I think the UK will be hit. Also, transportation from Accra to Kumasi, or from Kumasi to Accra, is not very easy. I would say you have to travel by road and usually by night, and you are not going to get your comfortable trains or subways to bring you there. I'm not saying that transportation in Ghana is that hard, but comparatively with what people that are traveling from Gatwick back to Heathrow or to the city center of London will face is way different. So now I think the UK has to actually think about it. If they want their flight to land in Kumasi instead of Accra as a payback for the UK citizens, well, they would have to rethink about it. We recently got a notice that the UK actually has still gone on to implement that policy that flight from Accra will be landing in Gatwick instead of Heathrow. Now, as to how Ghana will actually also implement their countermeasures, we are yet to see. But if UK is to land in, flight from UK is to land in Kumasi, it's going to be a little bit funny and interesting. Well, we live to see. Let's see how this goes from Ghana's perspective, because UK or the English coming back to Kumasi, well, it's an old banter and you don't want to dive deep into it. There have been a series of wars with the Ashanti that are predominantly in Kumasi, and coming back is just like coming to your old rival. I would want to see how that one goes. You're still on the Black City and African Rising podcast, and I'm your host, Bekwe Bernard Boma, and we are talking about some of the major issues and policies that Ghana's leaders are putting in place, setting the pace for people. Now let's dive in into our third and major story again. Like I said, today is just about Ghana. I think I'll come again with another one that will be about another country, but today is just about Ghana. So, you know, Steve Wonder, born as Stevlin Hardaway Morris, 71 years old, is moving to Ghana. And I'm not saying he's going there for a tour. He actually announced this in an interview with Oprah that he has considered relocating permanently to Ghana. Now, in case you were wondering who Stevie Wonder is, well, he is a popular visually challenged. Well, now we don't say blind anymore, we say visually impaired or challenged. He's a songwriter, musician, and record producer with 25 Grammys. 25 Grammys! Can you think about that? And 74 nominations. Wow, that's a lot. So he's not your common blind man or your common blind musician. He's there with the top goons. Now, as to why he's relocating, well, he cited in the interview that he's running from racism for the sake of his posterity. Well, if you remember what happened to Floyd last year around May, I think everyone was shocked and it has brought a lot of concern. So, well, Stevie, welcome home, the place where people don't see any blacker that you are. But you see, his decision has actually taken a lot of backlash from a lot of the pro-Africans or pan-Africans, because people think he's just trying to use that to cause attention, because, well, there have been a lot of people that have already relocated to Africa, especially West Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, without making a fuss about it. But then, guys, I don't think I'll support the pan-Africanists about this because, well, Stevie Wonder is not your common, black person relocating. He's there. I told you about his 25 Grammys and 74 nominations. If he's going to relocate, leave all those behind and come and stay in Africa, man, it's huge. It's huge for Africans. And so I think, Stevie, for me, you are welcome. Ghana is now going up there. In fact, Accra is now one of the beautiful cities in Africa. And even Kumasi is also getting there. Sunyani, they are beautiful places, cool places, the Volta region, Ho and all that. Come with good forest, game. Oh my goodness, you are never going to regret it. Stevie, come with your family. Just feel at home, because Africa is all we got and you don't want to miss it. So people, that's all we brought to you in this segment. This is the Blacks Week Tonight African Rising Podcast. You can also find us on YouTube at BWT African Rising with Ben Carson. Please don't forget to share, comment, and subscribe. You can also subscribe to our podcast, comment on it, and review our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcast, and wherever you pick your podcast. Once again, I'm Bequin Bernard Bwama, and I'm going to see you in my next episode.